There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start in Australia, where Hillel Noyer, the head of UN Watch, during a recent visit, discussed challenges facing the Jewish community, Israel, and the United Nations. He highlighted increased hostilities since October the 7th, criticizing United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres for seemingly justifying Palestinian grievances after the Hamas attacks. Noyer advocated for Australia to reconsider its support for UNRWA amid links to Hamas, which Australia funds generously. Despite ongoing hostility, Noyer remains committed to holding the UN accountable, criticizing its perceived hijacking by regimes that undermine human rights and promote anti-Israel sentiments. A recent global survey by Voice of the People highlights British Jews' deep concern over rising anti-Semitism, with 81% feeling the need to hide their identity in public. Younger Jews, especially Gen Z and millennials, report high fear and isolation, whilst older individuals worry about long-term threats and historical persecution. These insights will now guide the formation of a 150-member Global Jewish Council to address these challenges and foster resilience across communities. The second MEDEX event, recently held in Paris, hosted by multiple government ministries and Nefesh Benefesh, welcomed over 300 doctors and medical students from Europe. Part of the International Medical Aliyah program, this initiative aims to simplify medical professionals' integration into Israel's workforce. Since early 2024, around 780 doctors have already made Aliyah, contributing significantly to Israel's healthcare system. Amidst Russia's military presence in Ukraine, the country's Jewish community continues to celebrate and prepare for Shavuot with resilience. Communities have so far distributed thousands of holiday packages with candles, educational materials, and treats, whilst organizing for public readings of the Ten Commandments at 40 synagogues. Emphasizing the importance of also engaging with the youth, Rabbi Maya Stambler highlighted efforts to pass on Jewish traditions to future generations. Let's now take a look at what other stories have made headlines. Five individuals have been detained for harassment after allegedly disrupting Gal Gadot's film shoot in London. The Hispano-Jewish Foundation and Porto Jewish Community have released a documentary revealing the tragic history of 2,000 kidnapped Jewish children. It highlights Spain's 1492 expulsion, subsequent Portuguese refuge, and the ongoing suffering faced by Jewish communities during that dark period. Four Israeli artists, Evan Chen, Rema, Voltsinger, and Degani, have been chosen for the 2025 London exhibition, a prestigious event highlighting global talent. After a Chicago Film Theatre cancelled a documentary screening on campus anti-Semitism, the Facets Film Forum reversed their decision, deciding to reschedule with filmmaker Kosha Dils. The Jewish National Fund has unveiled rare 1930s-40s photos of Shavuot celebrations showing children in festive dress, dancing, and carrying baskets of first fruits. Helena Weinstock-Weinrock, a Holocaust survivor and late-in-life ballroom dancer, has passed away at the age of almost 101 in Manhattan, New York. And finally, Jewish summer camps have long been vital to Jewish life, serving as spaces for growth, independence, and cultural pride. Well, as parents now wonder how to constructively occupy their children's time this summer, researchers have found that such camps foster social-emotional skills, resilience, and leadership, especially offering Jewish children a sanctuary to embrace their identity fully. For families prioritizing continuity and community, researchers recommend investing in camp as a meaningful choice, supporting Jewish continuity and fostering future leaders, whilst nurturing a strong, connected Jewish identity which lasts a lifetime. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.